11 years ago, the attack on the United States.
Last night, I was so depressed, and I went and got the Bible, and I turned to the book of Revelation. And if people would just get and read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around.
Nobody moves. Everything would be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll danger yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet. Don't try to make any stupid moves.
Don't worry. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
The World Trade said that tower number one is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
A plane is crashing to level four of the World Trade Center. Transmit a second alarm and start relocating companies into the area.
Engine one out, World Trade Center 1060. Send every available ambulance, everything you got, to the World Trade Center now.
You have a second plane into the other tower, the tower of the Trade Center. Major fire.
All units be advised. If you're in the area of the tower, the north tower is leaning. Move your operations north of the tower.
Please, I'm gonna die, aren't I?
No. Say your
prayers. I'm gonna die.
Ma'am, say your prayers. And we're not
gonna die.
We're gonna think positive because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
I'm
now,
gonna die.
Stay calm.
One of the towers just collapsed. Everyone's got to be inside of it.
Yes, we received that transmission. Ladder 18 saying one of the towers collapsed. There's got to be people inside it.
There's got to be thousands of people inside it.
That tower too?
One of the towers just came down on top of everybody.
We're going to try to do the best we can to report and try to sort out the confusion of the facts as well as our hearts and minds of this tragedy.
A plane crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center, and then maybe 20 minutes later, another plane crashes into the North Tower.
Associated Press is reporting that one of the planes was American Airlines Boeing 767 that was flying from Boston. A U.S. State Department official is quoting that they believe it was terrorism related. Both of these planes were hijacked.
Mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today.
How do you win a war fighting against folk who think that giving their life is the way to make it to heaven? That giving their life is an honor. That makes it very difficult to try to win a war against those people.
If we know who did it, we got to go get them. We'll get them militarily. And apologize about that. I mean, look, man, over 10,000 people have been killed. Innocent people, unarmed people. This kind of terrorism must be stopped. We should not be soft-minded about that.
Most people consider that war has been declared on the United States. And the response is going to be very tough. It's going to be a response. You heard what the president said last night. It's not just about looking for the persons or the group.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a response where, in essence, a lot of human lives are going to be taken, an innocent life.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
And at one level, as we discuss all of the foreign policy issues, and they must be discussed, and the security issues, and they must be discussed, we've got to remember that there's human life here, none of whom did anything in any way that even remotely deserved what they
one level, we need to really be praying and dealing with the loss of human life.
This is black radio at its best.
It really is.
That's what we do. That's what we do. It's nothing special. It's just what we do. 11 years ago. Today is September 11th.